Let's say hello to Colton Sissons, Predators forward, who is on the line with us as the Predators get the 3-2 overtime win last night at Bridgestone Arena against Pittsburgh. Sixth win in a row for the boys in gold. Colton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well, thank you.
I know you still got to be buzzing after last night and the big walk-off win by number 9.
Yeah, of course. Always feels good to beat the Pens, for sure.
I want to start with, though, Michael McCarron, as somebody that I think works hard, fun guy to be around, has been here for the last few years. To see a guy like him get rewarded on two big goals last night, I know that has to just feel good for the entire team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Big Mac's great. He does a lot for a group on the ice, obviously. Yeah, work ethics through the roof and stepping up and fighting guys and protecting his teammates. And he brings a lot in the locker room, too. Guys love him, so we're all pretty happy for him, for sure.
All right, Colton, what was your view last night of Forsberg's game-winning goal in overtime? Where were you?
I was on the bench watching the show. It was a pretty wild sequence. Obviously, it's a big collision at the blue line. It was a little bit distracting, but when we saw number 9 flying in, kind of untouched, I felt like it was over.
Yeah, you know, it's so rare now that a game ends that quickly like that. You know, were you focused on when Philip got the puck, that collision was something else. You talk about the blue line, that kind of take your attention off of things for a second.
Yeah, definitely. That was quite the collision in the middle of the ice there. It was a little bit wild, but certainly gave number 9 enough room.
What's this ride been like? I mean, 6 in a row. I mean, you guys, you know, people talk about it being a young team and all this, but what's this been like, these last 6 victories for this hockey squad?
I mean, it's just been a lot of fun. Obviously, we kind of went from polar opposites there in a little bit of a tough spell before that. So we knew we just needed to get one win under our belt and, start building this thing back up and string some wins together. And obviously didn't expect to rip off 6 straight, but here we are and full of confidence every time we hit the ice now.
I know you face so many hockey teams, you know, over the season, all the teams and everything. But for us hockey fans, Preds fans, it's just something about when you guys beat the Pens, it feels a little better. Is that the same feeling with you guys after, I mean, you're one of the last remaining guys from the Stanley Cup squad in 2017. Does it feel a little bit better beating them?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously there's some bitter history there. So it always feels good to beat them, especially at home.
Predators forward Colton Sissons is with us. I'm curious, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about overtime and, you know, the 3-on-3 that we've had the last few years and maybe tweaking some things. How do you feel about the way overtime works in hockey right now?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a problem with it, to be honest with you. I didn't really know there was so many issues with it. From the entertainment standpoint, I always thought it was pretty exciting, and I was kind of surprised when some of those reports were coming out that they're debating on changing up some of the rules.
Yeah, me too. So hopefully they'll just kind of leave it the way that it is. So you guys continue your homestand against Minnesota on Thursday, and a familiar face will be behind the bench for the Minnesota Wild. John Hines named the head coach earlier this week and got his first win last night. What kind of added storyline, however you want to put it, does that add to this game, specifically because he knows a lot of you and knows how a lot of you play?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change a heck of a lot for us heading into the game. I think more so you guys in the media will probably hype it up a little bit. There's a nice little storyline for you on a Thursday night, but it's just business as usual for us, to be honest. I'm happy for him to get another gig so quick, and he had a big win last night, so kudos to him. But, we're just going to keep doing our thing.
Colton, man, we would never juice up a storyline like that. I don't know what you're talking about. Especially Thursday and Saturday. We would never do that with those guys coming in. Hey, I love asking you guys this. You guys got practice today, right?
We're not going to be on the ice today. We'll be at the rink doing some meetings and stuff. But
so what is what's a typical day like for Colton Sissons? I mean, I'm not a stalker. I'm just curious. Like, I mean, do you go to the mall? Do you go to the movie? I mean, what do you do?
No, I don't go to the mall too much. I will be soon here. I got a lot of Christmas shopping to do, but I don't know. I'm a pretty simple guy. I go to the grocery store. I like cooking at home. I like walking my dog around the neighborhood. It just depends what's going on. Pretty chill guy.
What's your dog's name? What kind of dog is it?
My dog's name is Nelly, and she's a Eurasia. It's a Chow Husky mix. A little fluff ball.
Nice. Very, very nice. Well, Colton, congrats on the win last night. Enjoy the meeting day, and then we'll see you tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena against the Wild.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Yep, absolutely. Colton Sissons joining us here on the program. Have a player every Wednesday around 9:05, and always good to talk to somebody after a win.
It is. He's got the perfect name that should be on Gunsmoke. Like Colton Sissons. I mean, he should be that's his name. You know what? Where he's now I'm going to refer to him as the sheriff, not Peyton Manning sheriff, but he's got the sheriff's name of somebody that comes through town on Gunsmoke. Do you watch Gunsmoke?
I did. Yeah, a lot. Yeah. Growing up, because my grandmother would always have it on.
Right.
And so I would sit there in the middle of her floor and watch it.
I know Dr. Crane watched Gunsmoke.
Comes on MeTV.
what noon? Right.
Sometimes when you get home from work, comes on around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just putting that
out. You know, you kind of strike me as the Marshall Dillon type. So.
He is. Straight lace, gets it done. Now, Chase, I'm getting several texts from friends asking about this Corey Perry story. Can you bring it up next?
We can talk about
it. Okay. All right.
There's a lot.
All right. Well, they're asking, so we're going to give what the people want.
Yeah, we will discuss that coming up next. John McClain at the bottom of the hour as well. We'll get into the Titans and the NFL with him. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.